Hey, hey, welcome to the Impossible Network. This is a podcast where we explore the stories and experiences of everyday people living extraordinary lives. Our aim is to tell their inspiring stories, understand how serendipity played its part in their life's journey, and maybe reevaluate how we all view serendipity in our lives. And in doing so, we hope to appeal to the curious, the creative, and those committed to always seeking better ways to achieve their goals or life ambitions. Let's be clear. This isn't a podcast about the tips, the tools, the techniques, or habits of high performers. Although we might touch on this at times, in all honesty, those podcasts already exist and they do it brilliantly and we love them. So why did we start this? Well, initially, we were focused on telling stories of people, ordinary people taking on extraordinary sporting endeavours, underpinned by some form of social good or social purpose. But anyone with a high interest in performance, whether it be sport, business, the arts, or any other facet of life, will understand the power and principle of setting clear, albeit often unrealistic goals underpinned by powerful desire and a strong belief and followed up with persistent action. It's pretty standard and lots of people talk about it and a lot of people do it. However, the one ingredient in the alchemy of achievement that I've become fascinated about is serendipity. Those often random events, chance encounters, or happy accidents, or unexpected good luck that often impacts on our outcome, on our desired outcome, things that are seemingly out with our control. Or are they? I started to wonder whether we can engineer serendipity. Horace Walpole, the English nobleman who in 1754 coined the term, based on the Persian novel The Three Princes of Serendip, certainly thought so. So I started to question, could serendipity be simply the result of ardent curiosity or occur to those who persist and persevere when others give up, or those willing to take greater risks, embrace change willingly, follow their gut, defy fear, or what David Foster Wallace in his famous commencement speech, This Is Water, called, not operating in default setting, but having awareness, attention, and being conscious to what is happening around us as we live. I don't know the answer yet, but by talking to a diverse range of people, those on interesting life journeys, folk who have already defied what may have been considered possible when they began their careers or life, will I get closer to understanding and appreciating how serendipity occurs. Either way, hearing the stories, insights and experiences of interesting, driven, focused and passionate people might even be serendipitous. Now there's a twist. By interviewing this amazing range of people, I want to learn about their personal impossible journey, how their upbringing affected their sense of self-belief, their values, their attitudes to change, risk-taking and fear, their curiosity and how they apply creativity, how they use and manage technology, how they get lost in their minds or discover new ideas, the hard choices they've had to make, the principles they've lived by, and of course, the happy accidents occurred along the way. My hope for this podcast is that it will inspire through great stories, instill in listeners who need it, the belief or desire to take the actions needed to start their own impossible journey, and of course, encourage listeners to embrace uncertainty and be open to what might be possible when you seek out serendipity. If you like the show, then please share it, subscribe, and give it a 5-star rating, as this will help us reach more people. If you have any questions you want us to ask any guest, or any comments, email mark@theimpossiblenetwork.com. Thanks for listening.